You're listening to SBS News.
For 2 weeks, representatives from almost 200 countries have been negotiating the best way to tackle climate change. But in the final stretch, delegates at the United Nations COP25 summit can't seem to come to an agreement on how to best do it. The president of the summit, Chile's Carlina Schmidt, says there are no excuses.
The success of the COP depends on all of you. We need to get an answer, a concrete and ambitious outcome of this COP. There cannot be any excuses for not reaching agreements. I call on you to work together to be able to give a positive response tomorrow.
Delegates are locked in disputes over the creation of a global carbon market that would allow countries to generate credits from projects that reduce pollution and would help finance those countries more vulnerable to climate change. It's reported many of the high-emitting countries, including Brazil, Saudi Arabia, India and China, were blocking the process because they are wary of opening the door to compensation claims. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says the world's wealthier countries need to make compromises.
We need to be innovative, we need to be determined, and we need to be entirely coherent with the perspective that this transition needs to be done to benefit everybody, and not doing this transition will only allow, as I said, the survival of the richest.
Some are hopeful an agreement will be reached by the end of the summit. Canadian Environment Minister Jonathan Wilkinson says international deals like these often come down to the wire.
Negotiations are always difficult to predict, right? So the negotiations have been moving along, although I would say they probably have moved slower than a lot of people would have preferred. But as is the case in multilateral negotiations, often you work, and then there's a big rush and you get a lot of things done in a very short period of time.
But Spanish Environment Minister Teresa Ribera has accused the world's biggest emitters for showing little interest.
The big economies are not showing as much energy as they were supposed to be showing. And I think it could be very difficult. Of course, everybody has to do his, her best. And this is part of the spirit of the Paris Agreement.
Mark Lutz, an analyst for the Worldwide Fund for Nature, or WWF, agrees.
The biggest countries, like the G20 countries, where we're not hearing much about any plans of theirs to revise their NDCs, and some of them are saying they're not going to do it. So talking about ambition here is running up against the wall of the lack of ambition out in the world.
But delegates from the world's largest emitter, China, say the government has set up strict carbon emission targets and will honour its commitment to fighting climate change. While China accounts for around 30% of global coal consumption, it also has the largest clean energy market in the world. Li Gao from China's Department of Climate Change, Ministry of Ecology and Environment says the country has a clear national plan in place.
Next five-year plan period, we will continue to put forward ambition carbon intensity target.
Former United States Vice President and climate activist Al Gore also attended the conference. He assured delegates that despite the fact President Donald Trump has controversially begun withdrawing from the Paris Agreement, the country is still invested in fighting climate change.
I do not have the authority to speak for the government of my country, but I wish to assume the right to speak for the majority of the American people who have expressed very strong views about the climate crisis that are quite different from the views expressed by some in charge of national government policy now.
Delegates have until the end of Friday to come to an agreement. The next UN climate summit will be held in Glasgow next November, dubbed the COP26. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.